This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Hi, it's Micheál from iRadio. Today I'm in Sligo Town and I'm talking to people who are associated with Folks Ireland, some staff members and also some people who have used their services. Who am I with? Can you introduce yourself? Tell me a bit about yourself as well.
Sure, yeah. So my name is Stephen Horan. I've been working with Folks Ireland since 2012. Worked in services in Dublin for a number of years, but moved back to my native Sligo in 2017, and I've been working in our office here since 2018.
Great. You're working with people who have experienced homelessness in the past and currently at the minute as well. What are the benefits of getting that stability in someone's life by gaining accommodation for them?
It's absolutely enormous. You know, I've seen it in during my time with Focus Ireland that if you don't have a secure home, basic need in life, shelter, your life grinds to a halt. You know, any ambitions or dreams or hopes you might have for your life, they go out the window because you're focused on where am I sleeping tonight, where am I going to be in the future. If you have children, you're completely preoccupied with making sure that their both basic need is met, that I have a roof over my head. So that's what I've seen over the years, and particularly in my role now where I work with our people we've housed long term, tenants of Focus Housing Association. One of the things I love about that role is that when you see people get keys to a home and move into a house, and there's an initial euphoria and it's such a happy time, and that's a fantastic thing to witness. But what I actually enjoy more is after that initial euphoria, people start to look at their lives again and say, well, what do I want for myself? What do I want to do with my life? Because those things have been on hold. You can't look at anything beyond the day-to-day if your most basic need of shelter is not being met. So that's one of the things I enjoy most. And what I've seen, the benefit of housing for people is that they can actually go forward then. They feel safe, they feel secure, and they can live their life to the fullest.
I'm hearing a lot of hope from what you're saying there. There's a lot of hope for the future, and people are thinking about their dreams, their hopes in moving forward. What kind of practical supports are Focus Ireland given to these people at the very start, right through to their long-term planning for the future?
I suppose what I was seeing in our office here over the years, you know, in some cases we've seen people come to our office. They know that they're going to lose their accommodation, for example, or maybe they're in homeless accommodation, and you receive initial support through our advice and information service, where a project worker will meet with that person, speak about their situation, ensure they're on the housing list, for example, try and meet that most immediate need of, do you need emergency accommodation or do you need to look for private rental accommodation? There's the initial advice and information piece to see where a person is at. But I've seen cases where people have come in through the advice and information service and then got support through what's called tenancy support and settlement, where a person maybe is in homeless accommodation but need more close case management. And I've seen people come through that then and actually be housed by Focus Ireland on a long-term basis. So we do have cases where people come at maybe the very beginning of their situation, and Focus is there with them throughout that process, and then it ends with the end result being that they are housed then by Focus Ireland on a long-term basis, and they have a secure roof over their heads. In my own role, as I think I mentioned, I work in long-term housing, I work with our tenants. One of the groups that I actually work with in that setting is care leavers, so young people who have been in foster care, young people who have been in state care, and when they turn 18, if they're in residential care, they need to move on. If they're in foster care, there can be some kind of pressure to move on as well, because there's a lack of maybe foster carers out there, and you want to ensure that there's space for children coming out of the care system, or children who are coming into the care system have foster care. So care leavers then are particularly vulnerable in the housing market, you know, or in terms of searching for accommodation. When I was growing up, if I was renting a place, if the landlord was selling, I was lucky enough that I could just go back home. You know, that's not always an option for care leavers. So in those instances, we're providing long-term housing to that group of people as well. And I work with those young people very closely. So a lot of my role is around that, supporting that group of young people to have long-term, safe, secure accommodation. And the great thing about it is that it's prevention. It's stopping people entering homelessness by being there at the beginning, I suppose, of that crossroads, and preventing young people from falling into homelessness.
Yeah, it's a thing that I've never thought about, to be honest. It's about the transition period from care into finding your own way in life, I suppose. Mm. What advice would you have for someone who is in that situation at the minute and is kind of thinking, I don't know where to go right now? Where would you lead them to?
If someone found themselves in that situation, I would strongly encourage them to link in with Focus Ireland. You know, if that young person has an aftercare worker through TUSLA, I'd encourage them to speak to their aftercare worker about getting in touch with Focus Ireland to see what support we can provide them. Even if it's practical support, like an advice and information about getting on a housing list or accessing accommodation in the short term, but also about the possibility of accessing accommodation in the long term. One of the unique things, I suppose, about the accommodation we provide long term as well is, you know, it is social housing, but what kind of marks Focus Ireland out is that we provide support as well. So that person, if you're a tenant of ours and you need support, you have access to a support worker. And with that, you know, the main goal is to help a person sustain their tenancy. But we do look at the bigger picture as well. You know, I support young people to, like just yesterday, I helped a young person apply for their CESI grant, for example. You know, we support people to access education, employment, support people to ensure that they're getting appropriate healthcare, physical or mental, access the correct benefit entitlements that they have, you know? So we provide a house, we provide a home, we provide that security, but we provide the support too, so that tenancy is sustained and that person has someone alongside them then to navigate life, I suppose, or the systems that are in place, you know, like I was saying, navigate education, employment, social welfare benefits, whatever it may be, health care. We're alongside young people to ensure that they have that support.
Helping someone gain independence as well. It's not, with Focus Ireland, it's not just the initial help that you do. It's a consistent help all the way through to make sure that they are stable in their accommodation and that they have the right environment eventually.
Mm. Absolutely, you know, and a huge part of the job is building relationships, you know, getting to know people, building relationship, letting people know that you're there to support, that you're genuine and you care, and if you can build the relationship and build that trust, everything just flows from that then, you know. So a big part of my role and a lot of my colleagues' role is that initial piece of, you know, you sit down with someone and you get an understanding of what the challenges are for them, you know, what's working well for them, what do they need help with, and you put a plan in place. But a huge amount of time does have to go into that, building a relationship with someone, you know, getting to know them, ensuring that they're comfortable. If you can do that initial piece, then everything else just flows from there.
Building trust is such a big thing as well, just making sure that they're comfortable with you. Absolutely, I get that. There's a big campaign that Focus Ireland are doing May 1st at the Canopy in Sligo. It's called Make Some Noise. How would you encourage someone to get involved with that day? What should they do?
So yeah, absolutely, yeah. There's a huge campaign for Focus Ireland coming up, I think nationwide, and we have an event here in Sligo on May 1st in the Canopy. I'd encourage people to come along on the day. There's going to be a lot of performers. Get involved. If you're interested, the details will be on Focus Ireland's website. It's focusireland.ie. And we'd encourage people to maybe donate as well. You can donate to the campaign or just donate to Focus Ireland generally. Hop on that website, the campaign information is there, and there's a big button there that says donate as well. And if people participate in our campaigns and donate, we can continue to provide these vital services.
Great. Stephen, thank you very much.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.